This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Welcome to Season 6 of Creepypasta Myths. I am your host, Andrew. Please, enjoy tonight's creepy reading. Let's begin.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Window Man, written by Anonymous. The clock struck midnight in a room illuminated only by moonlight, a locked window revealing the eerie darkness of a summer's night. Tree branches blew in the wind nearby, and shadows seemed to dance across the walls. In the room lay a small bed with white sheets, a young boy sitting up and staring at the window in silence. He had been staring for what seemed like hours, not reacting to the shadows or the wind outside. Instead, his eyes stared into the darkness as the moonlight allowed him to see just enough of the outside world that he was not completely blind. Then, with little warning, a figure appeared to stand impossibly in front of the window, despite the room being on the second floor of a sizable house. The figure stood in silence, staring into the room with large eyes that shone a bright green. A single skeletal hand came into view and tapped on the window, motioning to the lock. The boy in the bed shook his head a little. The figure tapped once more on the window and motioned again. The boy shook his head some more. The figure stared at the boy and started to tilt its head, then slowly but surely disappeared into the darkness. The boy let out a little sigh of relief and began to lay down in his bed. He had finally taken the advice of his parents and stood up to his fears. For the last couple of nights, he had run to his parents whenever the window man appeared. But now that he finally stood up to it, he felt relaxed, calm. The boy smiled and closed his eyes, ready to sleep and forget he had ever been silly enough to be kept awake by the window man. Then, after a few moments of silence, the boy's eyes opened as he heard tapping at the window, his heart racing slightly as he sat back up to see those glowing green eyes once again staring at him. The figure tapped again at the window and motioned at the lock. The boy shook his head, and the figure's gaze soon shifted towards the lock. The boy's gaze followed, and his eyes grew wide. The lock was open. The figure's glowing eyes once again looked up at the boy, and the window began to slowly open, long fingers sliding under it and lifting upwards as the boy covered his head in the bedsheets.
Hi, I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars, because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming. In the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drum roll, please.
Wow, that's good.
Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
Thank you for joining me on this week's episode. If you haven't already, please subscribe to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen to. If you haven't done so yet, please do a review. It helps me out. Everything that I use is in the description below. Thank you again for listening to Creepypasta Myths. I'll see you guys next week with a brand new episode.